It is a buzz here, and we have another of the sponsors of Super Tea, and with me is Aussie Togologulu. Hope I said that right. I don't know. Yeah. From Eurowork, and we spoke with your brother earlier, and some listeners may not caught that. So just for the listeners now, can you let us know, Eurowork, who you are, what you do, and how you've got connected with Super Tea?
So we essentially, all we do is European vehicles, repairs, servicing, maintenance. We started off about 11 years ago, just me and my brother. Sold up everything we had, the cars and all, and started up our own business. And yeah, here we are today. The way we got in touch with Super Tea was Oscar knows Jace pretty well, and he sort of came through to the shop and introduced himself. We you know, took some photos of the boys at work, and yeah, we thought, look, we're in a position where we can help, so why not?
That's fantastic. Now, well, talking to Oscar earlier, and his favourite car was a Porsche. Yep. Do you share that?
Yeah, I think the Porsche GT3 is probably my favourite car as well, yeah.
Okay. Can't go wrong with that. And have you driven one?
No, I haven't had the pleasure of yet, no.
Okay. Any Porsche, though?
Yeah, older Porsche I have. Okay. Nothing special, but GT3 is probably
And while we're talking about cars, we were talking earlier with Oscar about the cars that you service, and it's all European. Mm-hmm. And if European is the best, what are your thoughts there?
It's a very, very touchy subject. But look, in terms of the quality of the build and the way the cars handle and drive, yes, I think European cars way beyond sort of the domestic market and Japanese market. But look, reliability-wise, there have been some pretty bad reputation with European vehicles lately. But yeah, we try and sort of alleviate that that stigma as best we can.
I must say I've got a Korean car, and it's going quite well, I must say. So, but then again, I did have, I think it was a car that was European heritage but made in South Africa.
Okay.
And it failed due to one little temperature sensor, and the turbo would shut down, and then it was just like a lead four-cylinder car. So anyhow, you do really well to keep the cars on the road that you
Thank
do.
Thank you. We do our best.
So yourself, Eurowork, your brothers.
Yep.
What promoted you, apart from Jason's approach, but anything else, what touched you about Super Tea and connecting with it?
Look, I don't have any kids, but I sort of think about it, and if I was ever in a situation of one of those parents, it'd be really tough to be going through it. And like I said, we're in a situation where we can help, so I sort of thought, you know, why not? It's a great cause, a great thing to get behind. My brother Ross has got four kids, and his second son was in ICU for a week or two, I think, from memory.
You heard about that?
Yeah. So, you know, he struggled, and so did my sister-in-law. So seeing them go through it, you know, parents are going through it for years, from what I've heard through the parenting. So, you know, in and out of hospital constantly. So
as an outsider, and may I assume that you would have visited your brother's child in hospital, how did that especially touch you about what the garment does for a little kid who's struggling there in hospital, a place we don't really want them to be?
Yeah, so look, I guess having a kid sort of, you know, have a smile and enjoying their time, I guess, as much as they can with the sort of costume on is you know, it's pretty rewarding, I must admit. It makes you happy inside, just a nice warm feeling, I guess.
So what words of encouragement do you have to our listeners who are listening who may want to get involved in the Super Tea project either today or in the future?
Don't think about it, just do it. There's no reason you shouldn't be helping. I mean, it's not a lot of hard work. You know, I've taken an hour out of my day, and, you know, an hour without me at the shop is not sort of going to be catastrophic. So if you can help, do it.
Been talking with a few guests this morning, mm-hmm. and some we talked before they had an induction and packing, but you've come with your gloves on, so yeah. I think you've been out there. Just tell our listeners a little bit about what's actually happening here?
The production line is pretty impressive. Everyone's sort of got their own little table. We're packing sort of the costumes, little comic books, pamphlets. I wrote some personalised cards. I apologise for my handwriting to whoever gets them. But, yeah, we're sort of packing them up and, I guess, putting them in boxes and ship them off and go to the hospitals, I guess. So, yeah.
Well, Super Tea makes the little kids superheroes, and we've been asking everyone today, if you were a superhero, who would you be?
Like as in a superhero at the moment?
Right. Who would you want to be, even if you want to dress up like something they have today?
I'd have to say Batman.
Batman.
Yeah, definitely.
The follow-up question for that is, with Batman, what tool or device do you like the best from Batman's empire?
The Batmobile. You can't go wrong with the
Batmobile.
Oh, we
had that again. Yes, the Batmobile. Everyone loves the Batmobile. I love the Batmobile too. It's a really good, iconic part of Batman that's gone for the ages. Good old Adam West from the original series.
Yeah.
That's my favourite. Now, if you had an arch nemesis, being Batman, who is the arch nemesis? So we might have something that's just going to roll off your tongue.
Joker.
Yes. Exactly. It's got to be. You're right there as well. And so, Ozzy, thank you for joining us this afternoon and supporting the Super T project on behalf of Live 90.5 and Super T. We thank you. And any parting thoughts before we go back to Dom in the studio?
I guess, look, like back to sort of what we were saying, if you can help, help out. There's nothing better than helping out these kids that are sort of going through some tough times, and the parents too.
Thank you again, Ozzy. And Dom, back to you.
Okay, this is Alive 90.5.